You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. Well, we'd like to talk business, talk about entrepreneurs as well. And there's one in Mokena, and he's 9 years old, and his name is Jameson Tyler, and he joins us on a phone line now. Jameson, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Did I get you right? Are you 9 years old? I don't want to cheat you out of a year.
No, I'm the correct year.
You're 9 years old. Okay. And so you like to build things, or how did this start?
Well, so me and my friends were hanging out at my neighbor's house. We were thinking of building a fort so we could, like, chill and not be cold.
Right.
So my friend didn't like that idea at his house, so we decided to move it to our house.
And you said, sure, that's no problem, right?
What?
And you said, sure, you can do it at my house, that's no problem.
Yeah. And then we started, like, measuring stuff, writing it down on a piece of paper. And then my dad was like, oh, you have to get a permit for that and all this other stuff. So I was like, okay. All my friends just walked to the man's house.
Okay, so that's Jameson. I want to talk.
Give him a note.
Jameson, I want to, before we get to that, I want to talk to your mom a little bit. Lisa's on the phone line, too. Lisa, welcome.
Hi, how are
you? So you must be proud of your entrepreneur anyway, your construction magnet.
I'm proud. I'm shocked. I'm a little bit of everything right now.
Okay, so Jameson told the story up until where they were at your house drawing up plans for this fort, and then you thought you had a way to dissuade him, right?
Yes, we definitely thought telling him he needed the permit was just going to put the kibosh on the whole thing and we'd move on with life, but that's not really how it went.
Yeah, who wants to go to City Hall and get a permit? Okay, so Jameson, your mom says you have to have a permit, and that never slowed you down?
Yeah, they didn't. We just walked to the mayor's house.
Do you know the mayor?
Yeah, that was the first time I've ever met him, but one of my friends did. He was with me.
Uh-huh.
And he was the only one who knew where he lived, and we just walked there. Like, can we have a permit for a fort that we're building? He was like, well, think about it. Like, 2 weeks later, we got an invite to the village hall, and I was like, huh, I didn't expect that.
And so once you went to the village hall, what did they present you with the permit?
Yeah, we talked about, like, building it and stuff. And then they just, like, oh, here's the permit. I was like, what? I was so surprised.
What did your parents say?
They were surprised, too.
I bet they were.
I'm even surprised that I got it.
Yeah. Okay, so tell me about the fort. What are your plans for it?
It's not going to be too big, but we're going to try to get solar panels in it so we could, like, watch TV.
Nice. Do you know about solar panels, how to install them and things?
No, I have no clue.
but it's a good idea, right?
Yeah.
Now, I'm assuming one story. Are we talking one room here?
Yeah, just one big room.
Hey, I got to tell you a story that I forgot about until just now. So when I was your age, I grew up in Mantino, which isn't too far from Mokena. And I used to sell night crawlers. So I would go out at night and I would pick worms, put them in a cooler, and then sell them to the fishermen the next day, right? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, so I had this booming business. Fishermen would come to my garage and I would sell them like a dozen worms. And I was doing so well that another guy who sold night crawlers had his own shop in town, went to Village Hall, complained about me, and I got shut down by the hall.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So it always makes sense. I didn't have a license to operate the business. So it makes sense that you are following the rules and doing it the right way. Now, listen, are you learning from home? Or are you going into class? Or how's that going for you, Jameson?
I've been actually staying home to do school.
Yeah? Do you like it?
Yesterday was my first day of school, and I was so tired when I woke up. Just waking up at like 11. I had to wake up at 7 in the morning.
Wait, you had to wake up at 7 in the morning to go to school at home?
Yeah.
Wow, you got to talk to your mom about that. That is not right.
Yeah.
Does she make you have a full breakfast and things like that?
Yeah.
Don't you tell her you can snack while you're zooming in on the class? You don't need to eat before class.
You do. They don't allow you to eat during class.
Don't you know how to turn off your camera?
They don't allow you.
Mom, I think you got one growing here.
if you turn on, like, turn off your camera, they're like, oh, you need your camera on.
Yeah.
So they make sure that you're not, like, eating or anything, because eating is not allowed in school, to make anybody just want to go in there. That's what it sounds really weird.
No, it sounds like you're a good student. Like, you know what that needs to be done, and you're doing it. Do you think you'll be going into construction when you get older?
Probably.
Yeah. And your dad's in construction, right?
I think he works on car parts.
Oh, on car parts. Okay. Have you? Yeah. So he's aware of the permit. So now all you got to do is get, you got to get a contractor to put it together for you, right?
Yeah, I might do a bit of the work.
You like to hammer nails?
Yeah.
Have you ever missed?
I have missed, and it hit my thumb. Ooh. It really hurts.
How long did that last?
It didn't last long because it was a light hit.
Yeah. Good. You want to make sure, if you're going to have a light hit, make sure it's the one that hits your thumb and not the nail.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Jameson, I'm glad you took time out to talk to us today. Look, I gave you a break, right? Because as soon as we're done talking, your mom's going to make you do your homework anyway.
I think I already did it, actually.
Oh, and the good work. Sure, all right. Well, Jameson, thanks. I appreciate it. Good luck with the fort. Let us know, will you?
Yeah.
Jason Tyler in Mokena. Lisa, congratulations on that boy. It's going to be fun.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, we're excited. We're very proud. And again, pretty shocked that this is
I love
this far.
It's a great story. Well, good luck.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
You bet. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. Here's Mary.